It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
103.9985 MyPigRadio.com, the My Pig Radio Morning Show, John, Anna, and friends, and our friend from the community today, and we're so thankful that she took time out of her busy schedule to come in and see us, is Miller County Judge Kathy Harden Harrison. How are you doing today, Kathy?
Doing great.
All right, it's good to have you in, and before we talk about,
because
everybody wants to hear about COVID.
Right.
We're a little COVID, what is the word, tired? COVID. Exhausted. COVID.
Exhausted. Yeah.
But we'll talk about it a little bit. But Miller County Judge, that didn't just happen overnight. How did you get into, public office? What was your little path there to public office?
Well, I've always worked for elected officials behind the scenes, administrative assistant, and I just worked my way up through the county when jobs came available.
Right.
Posted that paid more.
Right. Good idea.
Work for the
That's
money.
What everybody like tries that. To do. Yeah.
I would apply and just work my way up. When the tax collector's position came open,
okay,
I ran for that.
And she was elected.
I served two terms as a collector.
Okay.
And decided to run for county judge.
Right.
After some persuasion. So I ran and won, and here I am.
So you're a couple of years in a four-year term. So how's it, as far as what you thought it would be, has it been pretty close to that? How's it been as far as that is?
It's been that and more.
And more, yes.
And more.
And more. And much, much more. Well, you told me on the Facebook that something that I did not realize was that as Miller County Judge, you are over the roads.
Right.
All the roads that are in Miller County, which there are plentiful.
Right.
How many miles of roads?
1,100 total.
Good
800.
Night.
800. Of asphalt.
Okay. So that's a big part of it, huh?
It is.
I bet
it's
it is.
It's a major part of it.
What goes into, like you said, like, well, you know, you get all these plans to fix this road, to fix that road, but then you get like a mandate from the state that this bridge has to, something has to be done. So you got to make sure that you do that because they're going to be on you, right?
Right. Or they'll shut it down.
Right. So you have to do those things because it's necessary.
Right.
So, and then you budget for these other concerns. And so it's not as easy as somebody calling saying, hey, I need this, that, and that, and that. If it's a little pothole, sure.
Right.
But talk about the fact that it's more difficult than it seems.
It is. It depends on what the situation is and what
Correct.
You're needing.
Uh-huh.
If you're needing the road raised 12 inches.
Right, because water's flooding across.
Right. Then
okay.
You're talking hundreds, thousands of dollars.
Right.
Culverts, that's easy. We can do that. The potholes, it's the when you start getting into the chip seal and hauling in all the slate and the gravel, and then having to go back with the asphalt, you start talking about a lot of money then, and that needs to be budgeted.
If somebody has a concern like that, what do they need to do?
What's the process?
Yeah, what's the process of trying to get something maybe done down the road since you have to budget it in?
If it's just a call for potholes, you just call the office,
right.
We fill out a work order, fax it down. Anything major,
right.
Like the bridges,
right.
I try to apply for a grant if there's one out there.
Good. Thank you.
The one bridge on 41, that bridge cost $250,000.
Mm-hmm.
I got half of that back with the grant. So, but when the state comes in and tells me, I've got to do this and you have 6 months or we're going to close that bridge.
Right.
That's money I have to do some rearranging
real
quick.
Because they're saying you've got to do it.
Right.
And you can't just let the bridge get closed.
Right.
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 And then you'll have a lot of people come like, well, why is the bridge closed?
Right, right.
And you, when you talk about closing a bridge, you also have to look at it from the first responders. Because if they have to take another route, you could add 10 to 15 minutes
more time,
for your ambulance to get there.
And then if
there,
it's an emergency situation, that can
mean
life or death. By the way, we do have Miller County Judge Kathy Harden Harrison in with us this morning, and we're talking about all things judge.
Yeah.
And that's a wide variety of things. And one of them was the fact that you needed to get something done about the Miller County Courthouse because you had a part of it that was just unusable. Talk about that.
Right. The third floor, half of the third floor is currently unused because it had a major leak and the roof, the ceiling had caved in.
Mm.
Well, that's about six offices up there. And it's been that way for several years.
Okay.
So when I came in last year, we applied for a grant through the historical preservation
right.
and
mm-hmm.
out of Little Rock. We were awarded, it's three phases, but it's $500,000 grant to replace the roof for the courthouse.
And it's going to keep it pristine and current with the look of the building so it stays
right.
historic.
Right.
Okay.
It was a 90-10 grant.
Fantastic.
That's
amazing.
Yeah, and that's the kind of thing you were talking about, is the fact that these things are out there sometimes, but you have to know where to look, you have to find them, you have to do the things to get it done.
Right.
And it may sound a lot easier than it is, but when you get something done like that, you get this accomplished and you get two things done. You get it fixed and you're saving.
Right.
Right.
All at the same time.
Right.
And technology wise, are y'all, I don't know how to put it. Was that in pretty good shape, or have you had to improve on that, or what?
It was in pretty good shape. Okay. Miller County is really one of the few counties that when we had to close that week,
mm-hmm. right.
you could do most everything now on the internet.
Online.
All right.
In fact, statewide, one of the biggest complaints was your abstractors, you know, having to do research. Well, in Miller County, you can do all that online.
So that was terrific. Significant.
Yeah.
Right.
Terrific.
Right.
Let's talk a little bit about the COVID situation. It's gone up some recently everywhere in this part of the country. So, I mean, Miller County not immune to that. But y'all's numbers are not that bad compared with others. It's been
right.
So I guess the public's been doing a pretty good job in Miller County of at least following some of the recommendations that y'all give out.
I believe they have. Uh-huh. The sheriff, I've stayed in contact with the different mayors and the sheriff. And as far as out in the rural Miller County,
right.
they've not had any issues.
That's fantastic.
And in the city, I talked to the mayor, you know, Mayor Brown.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We stay in contact.
Yeah.
In fact, we had a discussion last week about face masks.
Yeah.
So, I think people are really doing a good job in Miller County.
Mm-hmm. It shows in the numbers.
Right.
Because, I mean, let's face it, everybody, there's a line or whatever between Bowie and Miller County and Tishkana.
But just imaginary.
It's an imaginary line. It's not really there. And the fact that y'all's numbers on that side have stayed lower, not to say that the other side is doing a bad job, it's just y'all have done a good job. The public has done a good job. And I guess y'all have done a good job of kind of getting that word out to, here's what you kind of need to do. Because I know everybody's different. Some people are just like, yeah, I'll put on a mask. And some people are like,
not so much.
I understand that. I was fairly resistant to it, not because I don't want to do it. It's kind of like, I'm a little claustrophobic. I've tried to social distance. But when I saw the numbers going up, and when they said, you really need to wear these masks when you get out and go into stores, I started doing it just because it might help.
Right.
I mean, they're all over the place on the science. Mm-hmm. You know, they think, well, some say it helps, and some say yeah, it doesn't help that much. But it might help. And if it helps a little bit.
Right.
And if it keeps some person from getting it, that gives it to somebody else, it gives it to somebody else.
And then
exactly.
You might as well do it. It's not that mm-hmm. big of a thing to try to keep these numbers. And so we can get back to normal life.
Because I'm ready.
Everybody's ready. Everybody right. wants to go back to even close to normal life mm-hmm. and get these kids back in school and the things that the parents are dying to let happen.
Right.
That can happen if we can keep the numbers down or get the numbers down.
Right.
So,
like my parents, I'm on them all the time. If you need anything, let me know. I've
right.
tried
I'll
to
do
keep
this
them
for you.
Home.
Right.
Yeah.
They're
yeah,
high always. Risk.
Right.
So,
right. Right. You got to think about those people that they definitely are high risk. And I understand the fact that lots of 20-year-olds and 30-year-olds have lately been getting it and passing it around or whatever, but they're not, most of them, a large majority of them are not getting sick, but they got it. And they can give it to dad and mom
right.
or grandpa and grandma or whatever, and then
and
it becomes
a
serious, serious situation.
Right.
So so please try to follow what they're asking. And it seems like they're doing a good job. MyPigRadio.com, the MyPig Radio Morning Show, John, Anna, and friends, and our friend from the community. This morning, as we continue talking to Miller County Judge Kathy Harden Harrison, I know there's one thing you want to mention, and we'll let you do that. But first, on the opening of the Miller County Courthouse, it is currently open. What is the procedure?
Enter through the south entrance. It's the 4th Street entrance.
Okay. All right.
All right.
They will take your temperature and ask you a few questions.
Yeah, the screening questions yeah, that's
right.
you've been abroad.
Right.
That's all right. That's all right. And if there's something that you can take care of on the phone or online, certainly you encourage
utilize that.
Yes.
Yes. To keep the traffic down a little bit. And what you said there was some things that you wanted to point out that we hadn't talked about. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. One question I wanted to ask is, what have you done so far that you're most proud of?
I have stayed in contact with the AAC, and they had recommended that we pass an ordinance that would help us with our funds.
Oh, goodness.
And if someone comes in contact or they've been exposed for 2 weeks, they can be off, and we get reimbursed for their salary.
So that's fantastic.
Yeah. So we took advantage of that. So, you know, the week that we had to close the courthouse,
right.
we were all quarantined.
Right.
But most of us still worked.
Right.
Because we were all quarantined together.
Right. Yep.
So, you know, the county still, they got, the bills were still paid.
Right.
Everyone still got their payroll. But
right.
county will be in reimbursed all of our salaries.
Right.
Super.
For that
and
week.
You didn't have to use up sick time or.
Right.
Okay. Fantastic.
Right.
So that was foresight. Because you'd stayed connected with people in
right.
Little Rock.
And the Quorum Court, you know, they were proactive.
Fantastic.
And passed it. So
very, I like that.
Very good job.
Thank you for doing that.
All right, before we let you go, you have to play a little game because that's what our guests do.
Yes.
And you get to play with Anna, and the people out there can play along as we go. This one is what they call Classic Edition Slogan Off. And what it is basically back in the day, what the advertisers said, like Charmin, don't squeeze the Charmin, that kind of stuff. So we're a lot better at Classic Edition than we are at Current. I can't even do it.
Yeah.
But we're pretty good at the Classic. So let's see how y'all do.
Okay.
Don't look at the screen, Anna.
I won't look at the screen, John.
Okay, here we go. Classic Edition Slogan Off between Miller County Judge Kathy Harden Harrison and Anna.
We're going to do really well.
Here's the first one.
You will.
Our most important package is yours.
Give us a hint.
Your most important package is yours. There's two major ones, so this ought to be fairly easy.
Okay, do they drive a brown truck?
I'm not going to say that. It's one of those two.
TV,
so. Neither do I. So it has to be either FedEx or UPS. Who do you think it is?
Our most important package is yours.
FedEx.
Okay, we'll go FedEx.
Very good. That is correct. Okay, you got the first one. Join in.
Okay, you have to give us a clue. Is it a club?
Okay, I will give y'all a clue. It does have to do with the cell phone service providers. Join in.
So not AT&T. Is it a bigger one? Is it a bigger one or one of the little ones?
It's one of the bigger ones. Okay. One of the main ones out there.
Okay, it's not AT&T.
Okay.
So Verizon.
Verizon.
Okay, we're going to go Verizon.
Is that your final answer?
That's our final answer.
And you are correct. Very good. Y'all are doing good. Eat great, even late. I've never heard that one. Maybe y'all have.
Either.
It's one of the major burger chains. I'll put it that way. That ought to give you a hint.
Whataburger would be a good one.
It's not Whataburger. Okay. It's one of the major.
Okay.
Across the entire country.
McDonald's?
I'm going to go McDonald's. I don't know.
All right. That's the first one. It's Wendy's.
Wendy's.
And I never heard that one. Okay. For those who think young.
Okay. So you have to give us more hints.
That one's way off. Soft drink.
Okay, so we're talking Coke or Pepsi, maybe?
Major soft drink.
Okay, what do you think? I don't think it's Coke.
I don't have any idea.
I've never heard this one either. I'm so shocked.
I don't think it's Coke.
So you're going to go with?
I'm going to go with Pepsi.
You're going to go with her? You're going to jump off that cliff with her?
I am.
Okay. Guess what? Y'all are right. It's Pepsi. Okay, one more, and that's it. Okay. Best. I've never heard this one either. Best darn burger. And it is one of your major chains. Best darn burger.
So who's the one that said, where's the beef?
Wendy's.
That was Wendy's.
Okay, so that's not that one. We've already talked about that one. McDonald's doesn't sound like that.
No.
So what's left?
Burger King.
Is that your final answer?
That's our final answer.
And guess what? Y'all are right.
Yay!
You two did extremely well in the slogan off
Classic Deductive reasoning.
Edition. And those were a little hard today.
Usually they're
a little easier than that. I know them, and I wasn't very good at that. Okay, thank you, Miller County Judge Kathy Harden Harrison, for coming in today. And what's your, in like 10 seconds, what's your message to the public out there as far as what's going on with the COVID?
Just keep doing what you're doing in Miller County.
Stay compliant.
Right.
Yeah, and help out the cause to keep the numbers down.
Right. I won't actually go through the sentences. I know everyone's tired of hearing that.
That's right. We filled it in
CDC
for you.
Guidelines.
Yeah. Do that. Okay. Well, thank you so much, and continue doing a great job.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.